November 3rd to the Two Numerals Translation.
So Srila Bhakti Rakshak, Srila Goswami Maharaj, was born in a Brahmin family in a village near Navadvip. So his family situation was a little simple. But despite this, he easily achieved first place in his studies in law. And in no time at all, he became a most excellent Sanskrit scholar. At that time, he heard from some of the disciples of Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur about the glories of their guru. So being intrigued, he went to Mayapur for darshan of Srila Prabhupada. At that time, when he entered the gates of Mayapur, he saw one brahmachari with white dhoti and white kurta sitting in a chair with his feet in the air, and his feet, he was rocking like this. He was absorbed in some type of meditation. Then what did he see? One big sannyasi came and gave satsang dandavat to that brahmachari, and with great respect inquired from him. The brahmachari gave him some answer, he did dandavats again and he left. So Srila Srila Maharaj was very intrigued. Who is this brahmachari? So he asked some person there, who is that? Oh, they said, that is Vinoda. He himself has freed this area from the influence of the Muslims and made this into a beautiful garden. Before it was called Mayapur, but by his grace, it has now become known as Mayapur. Therefore, he is protecting this area of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So hearing that, Srila Srila Maharaj had great faith in that brahmachari. Who was he? That was our Padam Gurudev, our Gurudev's Guruji. So Gurudev said, I heard all these things myself from Srila Srila Maharaj. So then he went inside and heard the conception of coming from the lotus mouth of Srila Prabhupada, Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That was so influential. Immediately he left his law school and became a first class brahmachari. That time his name was Ramananda Brahmachari. So after taking teaching from his Gurudev, he took sannyas and was called Srila Bhakti Rakshak Srila Maharaj. So Prabhupada sent him to Madras, where everyone is familiar with the English language. Also, he went teaching in other cities like Haridwar, Bombay, Delhi, Kurukshetra. He went with many other sannyasis and brahmacharis, and all over India, he preached most extensively the glories of his Gurudev. So one time, there was one situation, and all the brahmacharis and sannyasis were collecting their donations, and all that money was somehow going to the secretary of Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Sri Gurudev Haripur, after sannyas Bhaktivilas came to Goswami Maharaj. So the brahmacharis and sannyasis were complaining, we are collecting hard labor and giving all the money, and he's spending all the money on his sons, building his house, sending his sons to England to become lawyers. This is most disturbing. Therefore, Srila Maharaj, he went there as their representative to the head of Prabhupada and gave this news. When Srila Prabhupada heard this, he said, your head has also become burnt. Your head has become cracked. You are most unfortunate. Just consider, if I have to give one brahmachari in charge of management, that's what so many thousands of rupees will be lost. But if I put you in charge, then a little bit will be lost. Therefore, you should consider, have you come for bhakti? Or have you come for money? For what reason you left your house and took sannyas? Gurudev said, Prabhupada said, which is superior? In one way, this is being cheated, receiving opulence from the Guru. But you devotees are receiving bhakti. Then the solicitor Maharaj took that deeply to heart and then pronounced with his Gurudev. So upon the disappearance of Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the glory of bhakti became plagued by many, many disturbances. Even it happened that one fellow had fallen from a coconut tree and died of natural causes. But someone was making politics and they put Padam Gurudev and 30 to 40 brahmacharis in jail and charged them with the murder of the guy who fell from the coconut tree. That time, somehow, Padam Gurudev that time was in jail. So Padam Gurudev, there was so much disturbance in the Gaudiya Math, he left and Shri Dham movement, that is Shri Gauri Ram Samiti in Calcutta. That time Shri Abhaichandana Ringa, Shri Bhakti Ram Swami Maharaj, he was one of the three who registered their names for the new society. Having registered in Calcutta, all went to Nalugui, and there in a rented house, just across from the present day Shri Devananda Gaudiya Math, they began preaching. So Shri Srinivas said to our Pat Guruji, you should take sannyas, and then you can preach. If you preach, there will be so much benefit to the world. And Shri Srinivas said, I cannot preach, therefore, you please buy me some land, and I will do solitary bhajan, and you will preach. Therefore, Padma Gurudev, he personally bought that land where the present Chief Saraswat, where they are presently now, that land was bought by Padma Gurudev. You would have liked to remember that. Therefore, after Lord Ramin, Gurudev says that with Padma Gurudev and three things, Guruji, Srila Bhanumaraj, Srila Chivika Maharaj, they would go there to the feet of Srila Srila Maharaj. And there would be so much discussions on the conception of Srila Prabhupada and the conception of Sri Guru Goswami. The Guru said, even after that, Padma Gurudev disappeared, they still, Gurudev and those three, Srila Bhanumaraj, Srila Chivika Maharaj, would still go there every year after his disappearance. And Guru said, personally, I would go there. So many questions we would ask. So all these, Buddha said, all these stories of how Srila Srila Maharaj came to the Maharaj met Padma Gurudev, that was personally told by Srila Srila Maharaj at that time. Then Buddha said, I am so fortunate, so much Harikatha I heard from him in all those years. Buddha said he had a feeling about the Brahma Gayatri, Bhargo Devasiddhimihi. Bhargo means energy or power. Who is the energy or power of Krishna? That is Srimati Radhika, Bhargava Devasya Dhimahi. You should always remember her. Then the Buddha said, also I thought that another name of Srimati Radhika is Gayatri Devi. Therefore she must be the Ishtadev of the Gayatri Mantra. Then the Buddha said, when I heard that Srila Srila Maharaj had also written a commentary, then when I read his commentary I became very happy. Therefore Buddha said, what I heard from him, and for my Param Guru, I could understand that our Param Guruji and Srila Srila Maharaj are completely in one mind. The Guru said, what am I doing now in this world? I am taking that conception of theirs and explaining it to people so they can also understand their conception. Both Srila Srila Maharaj and our Param Guru there were both Rupa Nuga Vaishnavas, strict followers of Sri Rupa Goswami. The Guru said, I also want to follow their footsteps. I also desire to be Rupa Nuga. Therefore Sri Gurudev said, on this day, the auspicious day of the appearance of Srila Bhakti Raksha Srila Goswami Maharaj, I pray that his pure conception, Padma Gurudev's pure conception, but his pure conception of Guru Goswami, may enter his heart, and by the grace I may live many, many years and spread this conception all around the world. Go Premanandi!